Many Mainers are familiar with the state's lucrative fishery for transparent glass eels, or elvers. They can fetch thousands of dollars a pound when shipped to Japan, China, and other Asian countries where they're grown to market size. Now one Maine entrepreneur wants to add the value herself, growing eels to full size here in what appears to be a first for the U.S. In our series, Aquaculture's Next Wave, Fred Bever reports the startup, American Unagi, is showing early signs of success.
When the elver season opens each spring, Maine fisherman Justin Jordan likes to try one out.
I eat the first elver that I catch every year, just for good luck for the season. It's a little slimy and it's a little salty like the water, but it doesn't taste like much because they're so small.
Sushi lovers will tell you that full-grown eels, called unagi, are pretty tasty. That's why Sarah Rademacher started growing eels a few years ago in her Thomaston basement.
So it was like dingy stones, you know, dirt floor, and a glorified large aquarium with a couple of tanks. And also we had butchered a pig, so that was hanging. It was quite the scene, with like an exposed light bulb.
The scene today is a little less macabre. Last month, Rademacher took over this indoor recirculating aquaculture system at a University of Maine research center on the Mount Desert Narrows in Franklin. It's a small warehouse with rows of shoulder-high circular green tanks, pumps, and hoses, plus some proprietary technology Rademacher is developing. The tanks brim with wriggling eels, some pencil-thin, some fat as cigars.
We've got thousands in this tank, thousands of fat little eels.
Eels are actually fish with fins and gills.
If you look close, they almost have little puppy dog eyes and a little smile with the way their jaw is shaped.
Rademacher drops in a pinch of microalgae and fish meal. She says the right feed is essential to the flavor and protein content that will make them marketable and happy.
That's a sign of a happy eel. When they swarm and feed really excitedly, almost splashing the water.
These eels, like all Anguilla rostrata, started out in the Sargasso Sea off Bermuda.
They spawn there, and then those larval eels, when they hatch, they just drift on the currents. So again, they don't know if they're going to land in the Caribbean or Canada.
Or in a fisherman's net at the mouth of a river in Maine. Wild eel populations are under stress worldwide, and many countries are restricting harvests. But Rademacher recently won federal permission for Maine's elver fishermen to exceed their annual quota by 200 pounds, which she will raise to maturity. She hopes to sell 20,000 pounds this year. The question is, who will eat all that American unagi?
Wait a few minutes now.
The patrons of Sammy's Deluxe Restaurant in downtown Rockland, for one. Owner and chef Sam Richmond doesn't serve it up sushi style, though. Instead, he smokes it European style.
It honestly winds up tasting not dissimilar to a mild kielbasa or a mild bacon. It's really juicy.
Richmond says customers are intrigued.
Because of the really great story of American unagi, and everybody's familiar with elvers and the value of that fishery, so it's sort of people know about them but haven't really eaten them, so I think they're eager to give it a try.
They'll be joining a growing world population that's hungry for more and more seafood and increasingly able to pay for it. And in the U.S., domestic supply is nowhere near meeting demand.
I mean, we already import about 90% of our seafood. 90%.
James Anderson directs the Institute for Sustainable Food Systems at the University of Florida, and he's a former advisor to the World Bank. He says the U.S. needs to step up its efforts to bring aquaculture back home.
Our marine aquaculture has made a lot of technical innovations. In states like Maine, there's been a lot of progress. But elsewhere, it's been almost no growth, and we just have chosen as a nation to depend on imports.
Back in Franklin, Rademacher is doing her part to change the equation and trying to capture some of the value that's right now going abroad. She's already lined up investors for a full-scale commercial facility in the Midcoast.
That's our goal. This is a stepping stone to our commercial production. We're planning on being online next year.
She says she can boost output more than tenfold, selling more than 250,000 pounds of eel in the U.S. next year. That is as much as $25 a pound. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Coming up tomorrow in our series, Aquaculture's Next Wave, Fred will take a look at Maine's fastest-growing shellfish farming sector, oysters, and one innovator who's trying to make his business more resilient to climate change and even take advantage of it. You can hear other stories in this series and learn more at our website, mainepublic.org/aquaculture.